Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And The Age of the Customer is my new book, and the website for that is ageofthecustomer.com. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's an independent financial advisor, and he's our independent financial advisor. He's the guy we turn to on a regular basis to help us understand how to run our business, the financial part of our business, a lot better. Sam, you want to give us a website, please?
Sure. My website is norwoodanalytics.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And again, as I said earlier, we're serializing Sam's new book, and you're getting the benefit of that right now, Sam. In the previous segment, we talked a little bit about some of the ideas around debt, how some companies choose to go with the debt option or the investment option or investment capital option. As you've heard me say many times, Sam, and as I've told my audience, 98.65% of all small businesses, and I mean that high a percentage, are much better off taking debt from a bank, getting debt from a bank, or from somebody else, but some debt that you can repay with interest and let the creditor go away, over taking investment, because when you borrow money from someone, you've entered into a business transaction.
Yeah.
When you take equity capital from somebody, you had a marriage. What do you think?
It's a marriage,
that marriage will come to an end sooner than you think.
That marriage goes both ways. It's for the investor. When the investor comes in, and here's one of the reasons why the investor needs and deserves to have a high return on his or her investment, and that is that marriage locks them in. They're not liquid. They've got to stay with the deal. And if they're not in a position to control, then they're just in the principal owner's. They're more or less stuck.
Yeah.
And so
because there's no market for the shares that they own.
Right.
Like if they bought a publicly traded stock, if they buy a stock and they don't like it, they want to get out, they just sell it to somebody else. Privately held, there's no place else for them to go.
No place to, and so they demand and deserve to have a higher return for that very factor.
Yeah. And it's riskier. Loaning money, investing money in a small business, folks. We all have to admit this. We have to understand that when banks loan us money, they're taking the biggest risks of their business. And same thing for investors, right, Sam?
Well, banks don't take risk, and that's something that people who are not familiar with finance say, well, I guess if it looks like it's getting tough, maybe I better go down and borrow me some money. Well, that's not the time to be borrowing money. The time to borrow money is when you have growth opportunities, and you need to finance that growth. Banking is not a way to bail yourself out from a situation that is.
But Sam, even a small business that's in good shape and completely creditworthy is a risky loan. That's just all there is to it. And what banks do just the same thing as investors, as venture capitalists.
Yes.
A banker will tell you if they aren't losing a certain amount of their loans, if the certain amount of their loans aren't going bad to a certain level, they're not loaning enough money. They actually loan knowing that some of them is going to go bad.
But Jim, they don't loan intentionally to a bad deal.
No, they don't. But they know that. But they know the law of averages are against 100% of performance.
Exactly. So the bankers come in two forms. One is the guy who or a gal who sits across the table from you or meets with you and talks about how great your business is and how much they want to make a loan. But there's a partner behind the scenes called the credit officer.
Right.
And that credit officer is a lot more objective and says, maybe this will work and maybe it won't. And small businesses that are going through a growth curve, go into what is referred to by one of our friends, Doug Tatum, as no man's land.
Mm-hmm.
So that if you go in at the very initial parts of your business, when your business is really small, and you go to the bank, they'll say, put it on your MasterCard, or put, you know, get your family and so forth. It's
mm-hmm.
like, but when you reach a stage of needing some real money, like six-digit money,
or seven,
$100,000 or $1 million, that's still a small thing to most banks, and they can't take the time to actually analyze it, and it's very, very difficult in that stage until you get bigger than that.
What Sam's talking about, folks, is if you're a growing small business, there are, and I've seen this many times, when you get to the point where your small business needs a credit line or a commitment of, you know, into seven figures usually. It's usually up to, usually it has to get into seven figures. Most local banks are going to need a partner. They're going to need to bring in a partner from somebody else. Or if you really outgrow that bank, as Sam said, as Doug Tatum wrote in his book, No Man's Land, you get to a point where you're too big for the local bank and not big enough for the big city bank.
Yeah, it's an awkward stage. And
yeah.
But going back to the use of borrowed money, let's say you have an opportunity to earn, give a number, a 20% return on investment. And let's say that you have that the bank wants to charge you 7%, just as mm-hmm. an example for interest. Well, mm-hmm. your stockholders get to book the difference between the 7% that you pay
right.
to the bank and the 20% that you earn on that investment.
Right.
That's more dollars for your investors and your owners and
for most
return.
And for most small business owners, those investors are you. Tin Tales, right back with Sam Norwood. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.